It's about 3:15 in the afternoon on day two. I've got about 25 kilometres to go to get to Woodburn, which is my target for the night. I'm currently riding through a eucalypt forest. It's fairly flat, but there's some pretty big trees here. And even though it's only 3:15, the sun's already getting quite low, so I've got that sort of afternoon or late afternoon sunshine dappling the road, so it's quite pretty. I was hoping to get to Woodburn about an hour earlier than this, but I've really been struggling this afternoon. I think the total kilometres for today is going to be about 290. I guess the first 200, or maybe with the exception of the first 50, the next 150 had a lot of hills in it, and I think that's finding me out after my long day yesterday and the lack of sleep. I feel like my legs are just going through the motions at the moment, and that's been compounded by the fact that for pretty much this last 100 kilometres, or the 75 and another 25 to go, I've had this this headwind, not really strong but moderate headwind, and so my average speed's probably not much more than 20 kilometres an hour on this stretch. And although it's been relatively flat, it pretty much means that you're just pushing all the time. You don't get much respite. And if you're already tired, then it becomes a bit of a grind. After my morning report, I went through Woolgoolga and then climbed up over a mountain range, or really two mountain ranges, to get to Grafton. The hills were every bit as hard as I remembered, and I was really, really tired by the time I got to the top. There's a sort of a plateau between these two ranges, and the service station that I remembered from previous trips up that way, both on the bike and by car, was there, and it had a good restaurant. And I stopped there about 8 o'clock and had a big brekkie. Which really was a very nice breakfast. Steak, sausages, bacon, eggs, tomato, french fries, some toast, a cup of coffee and some juice. So that was welcome. Still suffering from a little bit of indigestion and nausea. But I managed to hang on to the breakfast, which I think I needed from a nutrition point of view. I've been forcing myself to eat and drink something every 40 or 50 kilometres, just because I know I need to, but haven't really had the cravings for it today. But I can't afford not to be eating and drinking. After breakfast, I continued along through these sort of mountain ranges, and then descended down to Grafton, which is a major regional centre at a bridge across the very big Clarence River that flows down from the Great Dividing Range to the west. Comes out to sea, I think, near Ballina, which I'll pass through early tomorrow morning. From at Grafton, the road sort of takes a right-hand turn, and according to the weather forecast, it was supposed to be either a following wind or a crosswind, but for whatever reason, that's not the way it turned out. So the road follows the Clarence River to the east, through its very lush river valley, various kinds of farming, some dairy, Saw a few llamas, but predominantly, as you get downstream, sugarcane, a lot of sugarcane. So that's the start of the cane fields. I'll see them quite a lot in the next week as I head north. The roads been very busy again. There's not much of a strip of sealed road for me to ride on if I want to stay out of the traffic lanes, and you do want to stay out of the traffic lanes because there's just trucks come along all the time, and if there's vehicles coming the other way at the same time, they just can't get over. But unfortunately, that strip of sealed road just to the left of the white line that marks the edge of the traffic lane is frequently very rough and also very narrow, so that makes the riding even harder because you're just bouncing along, you don't really get any rhythm going. If I was riding at night, I'd be out in the traffic lane, which is a lot smoother, and just getting out of the way when vehicles came from behind. But that's not an option traveling at this time of the day. A few little settlements along the river, a couple of ferry crossings. It's quite a big river, as I said, chugging across. All in all, very picturesque, but in my fatigue state, I'm not really taking it in as well as I might. So, looks like I'll finish around 4:30. Got a few problems to sort out with my computer before I can send out any reports tonight. However, I'm feeling so tired, I think regardless of what I've accomplished, I'll be turning in at least by 7, so I get at least 5 hours sleep. Woodburn's where I'm going for, is quite a little town. I have actually stayed there before on a driving trip. I know there's two motels. There's one sort of in the centre of the little town. Town's probably an exaggeration, settlement maybe. The other one's a little bit out of town. So I'm hoping that the one in the middle of the town has some spare rooms, and I'll get one there and get myself organised. At the moment, for the first few days, I think I'm going to mess around a bit. I have a lot of chores to do each time when I stop. Airing clothes out, changing batteries and lights, washing my glasses, unpacking clothes, eating something, downloading GPS data, photos, podcasts. All this stuff takes time, and I know I'll get better at it as time goes by. Same when I get up in the morning, there's a checklist of things I've got to do before I leave. If I'm humming along, I'll do it in about 45 minutes. This morning took me about an hour. I just have to try and be methodical because I'm extremely tired when I'm doing it, and not thinking straight all the time. I've just got to keep doing things one at a time, make sure you put things away when you finish so you don't leave anything behind. Finish each little job and stow the gear that you've got, then get on with it. Once again, as I get more organised and maybe less tired at night, I can do as much as possible at night, and that reduces the amount of stuff I got to do next morning. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow I'll be a bit more in the groove. Often second day is toughest day, especially when the first day was very long. Tomorrow I'm supposed to be meeting a friend from who lives on the Gold Coast for breakfast at northern end of the Gold Coast there. I've got got to give them a call from around Coolangatta as well. They come in, give them about an hour's notice. He's going to ride out on his bike and meet me. I know that tomorrow when I start riding, it's about 34, 5, 40k to Ballina, which is on the mouth of the Clarence, and that's generally travelling in an easterly direction, and then it turns north, and I know I've got a massive hill to climb over north of Ballina before I descend to the Gold Coast. Well, not the Gold Coast, but descend on a freeway that then runs up to the Gold Coast. I'll be looking forward to getting over that hill, although there's a few other climbs, they're not all that significant. That hill will mark the last big hill for a day or so, apart from the undulations in Brisbane. Okay, that's it for now.